Alright, hello and welcome back to the service park. I'm going to try and get back into this hobby after being away for a bit. The last one I did was Rally Chile Bio Bio, which was also a Cali win, though be it not in the dominant fashion, but he took the win at Rally Islas Canarias. And that was really the story of Rally Islas Canarias, just Toyota domination. Toyota's been the car, really the best car, the car to beat in the WRC, I feel like, for a long time. But this was on a different level. They were in another stratosphere compared to the other cars this weekend. Nobody could come close. Now I know Hyundai challenged last year. They took it down to the last rally of the year, in fact, for the constructors' title. But I think that was helped a little bit by the point system. Hyundai kind of nailed that a little bit more than Toyota did early on, and then a little bit of luck and some happenstance as the year went on. You know, Calais having that off in Finland with the rock, and then Elfin having some crashes, some offs, and then Seb as well having some offs, I think really hurt their points total at the end of the year. They probably would have had a little bit more of a dominant constructor's title had it not been for those things. But anyway, this though was different. It was Toyota in the league of their own throughout the weekend. Hyundai was absolutely lost in the woods. They got the settings wrong. They had the speed, obviously, to stay in front of the M Sport, just nothing to fight the Toyota. It was almost like Neapolitan ice cream. It was like, you know, we had Toyota, Hyundai, M Sport, you know, bringing up just intra-team battles as we went throughout the weekend. Nothing really other than that, unfortunately, which I think kind of did a disservice to the rally, or to the location, I should say, hopefully moving forward. They're back on the Rally Islas Canarias, and it's a little bit different of a fight, but we'll see. Cali, he was far and ahead, top of the pile of the Toyotas, obviously. No one came close, and it was a win that he needed with the start that Elfin has had to the year. Seven podiums in his last seven rallies, and two wins out of three rallies to start the season. You can't really think of a better start than anybody could have this season. The only time he wasn't on the top step of the podium was when Seb Ogier was standing there in Monte Carlo, and he was on the second step. So just really, it's been a masterclass from Elfin to start the year, and he's looking great, leading the championship. So Cali needed this one, and he got it. He got it in a big, big way, which sparks the question, is Cali back? Like, back? Has Cali figured out this car? He's talked about, you know, having some issues with the lack of hybrid and lack of weight in the back of the car. You know, you obviously have the new tires as well. He figured it out at the Rally Islas Canarias for sure. It's a unique rally, so the question is, has he figured it out for good for the rest of the year for all the rallies? Cali's obviously an incredibly talented and smart driver, so I'd say probably, but you know, time will tell. Now, the topics coming into the rally, huge point lead for Elfin, as we said. How much was him, you know, is he nursing that, or was he just, third of the Toyotas? We'll see how it goes on with the season. And then Islas Canarias being in the WRC for the first time after being in the ERC for a little while. And like I said, I think the way the setups and the cars panned out throughout the weekend, I think kind of did the location a disservice. So hopefully we see a different kind of result and different weekend the next time Rally Islas Canarias comes around. Getting into the constructors, Toyota dominant, as we said. There's really no other word for it. They were in a league of their own this weekend, and it was merely a question of which Toyota was gonna win. Cali obviously took that top step, and it was just dominant the entire weekend. That word just keeps popping up. 15 of 18 stage wins, to include the power stage. No one got close. It seems that, you know, he really figured out the car and the tires, at least here. And we'll see what he does going forward. How he looks in Portugal and how he looks on gravel. But, like we said, he's a talented driver and a smart driver. So, last year he was dominant in the races that he did. He had four wins from seven rallies last year in 2024, which really should have been five had it not been for that rock in Finland. Can he keep that same pattern moving through the rest of the year now that it seems like he's got the car figured out? Seb came second. Had it not been for the domination of Cali, he could have been fighting for the win or even had the win. And I think he really looks good and looks like the favorite going into Portugal. Would be fourth on the road. And, I think he'll have the car to fight for it, obviously. I think he might get the win there in Portugal. Elfyn coming in third. I think the question for Elfyn is going to be, was he saving a bit in this rally? Was he just kind of hanging back because he knew that, this what may not be the rally to really fight? You got the close barriers on each side. It's a fast rally. You make a mistake, is it really worth the risk to try and get extra points from this rally when he's got such a big lead? He extended his lead even though he came third in the rally because Calais was so far back coming into this weekend. So I think he kind of looked at it, the reward wasn't worth the risk, and he probably hung back a bit. But Elfyn's obviously a smart dude. I think he knows that as it moves along, he's going to have to fight a little bit more and push a little bit more. He can't just nurse this big lead until the end of the season, not with Calais looking like he's coming on the form here. It'll be interesting to see how that fight goes on as the year progresses. Taka came in fourth. It was an okay weekend for Taka. He couldn't seem to get past Piari. Obviously, Piari took himself off and was at stage 12, took himself out of the rally. But prior to that, it was kind of he couldn't quite seem to make up that distance. Taka's fast. He's shown some speed, and I look forward to seeing how he goes throughout the rest of the year. But I would say it was a little bit disheartening the fact that he was kind of bringing up the rear of the Toyotas until Piari had his off. Which brings us to Sammy, a DNF. He looks like the real deal, though. I mean, he's got speed. He was having a good weekend. He wasn't able to fight Elfyn or the guys on the podium steps, but he was staying up there and staying ahead of Taka, and for his first full season in the car, I think is doing really well. Summary of Toyota overall, not much else to say. I've said the word domination like 114 times already. The question is this a sign of thing to come in the constructors' battle? Is this just, they're gonna run away with it for the rest of the year, and no one else is gonna get close? Yeah, we'll see how the season pans out. Which moves us to Hyundai, and just struggled mightily throughout the entire weekend. I think the drivers grew tired of answering the same questions over and over again about the car and how it wasn't working. I mean, they even kind of, I think Adrian and a few of them started talking about the scenery and stuff like that as the rally went on, because they were tired of talking about how they couldn't be faster in the car. I think this, what really happened is they got the settings wrong for the parts that were homologated in the car. Things that they weren't able to change as the weekend went along, and they weren't able to do anything to make the car faster. It just kind of was what it was. Adrian finished tops of the Hyundais. He won the Hyundai Cup, I believe he said at one point. It appeared from what Thierry said that his differential settings were a little bit different than the other two, which gave him the ability to stay ahead of his teammates. I think the only time, I think Friday afternoon, they tried some different setup things, which didn't suit Adrian and his driving style, and he fell back behind both Thierry and Oit. But that was corrected on Saturday morning, and then he pulled back ahead to lead the Hyundais and stayed there for the remainder of the weekend. Oit, frustration, not much else to say there. He fought with what he could, but I think he even admitted at one point that he finds it hard to find the motivation to fight when him and the car just aren't getting along and the speed isn't there. So, he got through the weekend, and we'll see how he gets on. Obviously, Oit is, great on gravel, fast gravel especially, so we'll see how he gets on through this gravel portion of the season. Moves us on to Thierry again, frustration. He fought, as his calling card, Thierry fights until the very end, and gave it everything he had, but it just wasn't there for him or the car this weekend. He was looking good on the Super Sunday. He was looking good to actually get some points out of that, until he had a flat on stage 17, which really kind of put an end to his fight, and he just kind of got through the rally, and that was that. But the question is for Thierry. He drops back to third in the drivers' battle, the drivers' championship. Is he going to have the car to fight for it, to defend that title? It's not looking like it right now. We'll see what that car looks like on gravel and moving through the heart of the season here coming up. And just to summarize for Hyundai, it's kind of the worst weekend they've had in a long time. The car was nowhere close, and will it be any better on gravel? Is it going to be a car that can fight For the constructors, they can claw back a little bit. It's not looking like it, but you know, it'll be interesting to see to find out how it gets along gravel, or whether changes that were made to that car that'll make it better on gravel. I don't know. Which brings us to Ford. They struggled along with their Hyundai. They also did not get a proper setup, and not a terrible weekend for them overall. They didn't, you know, none of the drivers had big offs or major damage to the cars that need to be fixed, just minor ones. So they got through. You know, Greg seems to be moving in the right direction, I'd say. He had that little off on, I think it was stage 11, where he really was more lucky than good to avoid a tree that might have ended his rally. But with some spectator help, he got out of there and kind of, you know, had a positive attitude and got through the rest of the weekend, which I think is a good, you know, good sign for him that he's moving in the right direction. Josh has really kind of been solid all year. I feel like he's had a good start to the year, learning the car. And this was a learning rally for him, and I think he was doing well with that. You know, after Greg had his off, he was leading the M Sports until Josh threw it off on stage 14 to start the Sunday, which ended his rally. Again, not a huge off, not a lot of damage, but just, you know, at that point it was the end for him. And but overall, I think it was a good rally for him and a learning rally, and I'll be looking forward to see how he does through the rest of the year as well. So just the summary for the M Sport, not a great weekend, but could have been worse, I'd say, is kind of how you'd summarize that one. Moving on to WRC2, Johan Rossell really was dominant, just like Calle was in the Rally 1. He ran away with the WRC2 win. He's had a dominant start to the year, you know, tarmac specialist, French tarmac champion. The question is going to be, I think, can he carry that over to gravel? Can he do as well on gravel as he's done on tarmac, or at least, you know, close enough that he could fight hard for the championship until the end? He was kind of around it, you know, at the end of last year, but he would have needed some help to really get a win. So, you know, as he improves on gravel, and is he going to get the results to take that title fight down to the end? Nikolai had a good weekend, fast. I like Nikolai, man. He's fun to watch. He's had a good year so far. He got that ERC win. Just a fast driver, so hopefully we'll see more of him throughout the year. And then Oliver, you know, he just kind of, he had some troubles with the car, you know, to the point where he had to limp through a few stages, really set him back. He wasn't in the fight for this, but you know, at the end of 2024, he was looking like the odds-on favorite to take the WRC2 title in 2025 with Piastri, you know, winning the title in the end in 2024, but then not contending in 2025. You know, he's that title fight seems to be in jeopardy a little bit right now with Johan having such a great start to the year, but it's a long season, so we'll see how all that pans out. And just summarizing the weekend, again, Toyota nailed it. Nobody came close. Is this a sign that it's going to be Elfin and Calle fighting until the end? You know, it's going to be just basically a two-horse race for the drivers and a runaway with the constructors. You know, we'll see how everybody looks on gravel. So looking forward to Portugal. You know, does Hyundai have what it takes to fight back? Are they going to have the settings and the car in Portugal to fight for anything? I mean, really, they haven't looked on for a win this year. You know, Oitz had some flashes of speed, some good days. Thierry's kind of started a little bit slow, you know, but gotten some results. We'll see. We'll see how it looks moving forward. So that's it. That's it for Rally SS Canarias and getting back into throwing a video out there. It was fun to watch and fun to go through. Not the most exciting of rallies, but good to get back into checking out the season and hopefully some more of these to come. So I'll look forward to another review from Portugal, and we'll see y'all then.